Hey guys, David West here.
Kurt Steiner.
Welcome back to Kind of Epic Show.
We're actually doing like kind of consistent now.
Two weeks in a row.
High five for us.
Yeah. High five. Still no Avengers trailer.
But there is the Avengers comic book.
Yeah, the Avengers Prelude comic book came out, and I bought it. And I kind of wish I wouldn't have.
Yeah, I mean, with a name like Avengers Prelude, it's not really that, like, oh.
You know, they should have at least had Avengers 4 Prelude in the title. Like, why wasn't that part of the title? Just Avengers 4 Prelude.
And according to your theory is that it might just be a recap. The first two out of three is
just
a recap.
So this one basically is a recap of, I would say, the first half of Infinity War.
Okay.
Because you get all the way through them going up into the ship, Thor meeting the Guardians, and then Captain America.
So it is literally just a recap.
Yeah, it is just a recap.
Why did they charge you money for this?
Right? Well, I was hoping it would take place, at least give me some hint of what happens after the movie. But no, it's just a damn recap. 100%. So I think, unless it all is, it might have, watch the third issue just have like 2 pages of, oh, this is what life is like afterwards. Prelude, guys.
It's just watch like Thanos farm, like playing Farming Simulator or something.
Yeah.
Must learn how to farm, because that's what he does after he does the snapping.
Yeah, he becomes a farmer.
He just becomes a farmer. Farmer Dan.
Yeah. So, highly disappointed.
So let's talk about something that did, that's not disappointing.
Let me pull it up.
The new Captain Marvel, trailer was really fun.
Yeah, let me pull this up.
My favorite thing,
I've only watched it once.
My favorite thing is how they do the transition wipe from her mask to not her mask. It's kind of like how Star-Lord's mask kind of materializes then dematerializes.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part. Oh, and then her beating the fuck out of Granny.
I love that smile from that old lady.
I love how they put makeup on that actress. She's definitely not old.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell she's not old. Or maybe she just has a really bad fashion. So,
I love that blue logo.
So this is gonna be definitely a story about her figuring out her past.
Yeah. So they're gonna take the non-traditional origin route, similar to how they did in the first Iron Man, where it kind of starts with the accident, with the explosion, and then goes back and tells you how he got there. Just to the extreme in this. So I'm sure she'll be getting pieces of her past throughout the entire movie.
I'm excited to see, because the special effects in this trailer look great.
Oh, yeah. Looks phenomenal.
See that right there?
Yeah.
I really like the dematerializing of her mask.
Yeah.
It's weird to see that she has green blood like the Kree.
It's because you saw them doing the blood transfusion.
Yeah. But the Kree.
Yeah.
They're kind of like an empire, so they're not.
Yeah,
like,
it's the Kree Empire.
So the thing is.
Just see the shot of Ronan?
Yeah.
Was that Coulson?
So they're made up of different species. It's not just the Kree that we
have.
The blue-faced Kree.
Yeah. Captain Marvel going Super Saiyan.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, she goes binary, which is awesome. But it does totally look like a Super Saiyan.
It does. Well, but she's already got red hair. Not red hair. Gold hair.
Yeah.
So. See, those special effects look crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, this looks so badass. Chewie.
So is that like a reference to something?
That's her cat.
Oh.
It's her cat, Chewie.
Okay.
Who, in the comics, is this giant alien monster who can, like, basically tentacles and all kinds of stuff comes out of the,
interesting.
Cat's mouth. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Yeah.
But, so yeah.
So this week, apparently, didn't happen because we lost, George H.W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
So, Captain Marvel was supposed to... This trailer came out on Monday, and it was heavily rumored that Avengers would drop on Wednesday, but due to the funeral and all the special programming for the late president, it didn't happen.
Huh.
Which makes sense.
Today's Thursday, though.
Today's Thursday. So, maybe we'll get it during Thursday Night Football.
Do we have is Thursday Night Football a thing?
Yeah.
I don't watch sports, so I don't know.
Yeah, Thursday Night Football is a thing. They have Monday night, Thursday night, and then, of course, Sunday. So that might come tonight, and Spider-Man Homecoming Far From Home on Saturday. It was supposed to be a whole week of Marvel trailers.
So we're doing Captain Marvel in the winter.
Yeah.
Then the summer, we're getting the next Avengers.
March for... I guess that's still technically winter, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Well, I mean, we haven't even had the first day of winter.
No.
It's been snowing outside, which I love, by the way.
Yeah.
So we have that, then we have the next Avengers, and then we have Spider-Man Homecoming Far From Home.
Yeah. But apparently all those trailers were originally scheduled to be released this week.
But the thing is how can they show a trailer for Far From Home if he's dead in Avengers?
Well, I mean, the movie comes out 2 months after Infinity War, so they'll have to release a trailer before Infinity War 2 comes out.
But it's just a massive spoiler.
Yeah. Yeah. So unless they're upfront about those characters coming back in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not the first one, but at least a later one. Well, it's kind of like the Battle of Wakanda in the Avengers trailer before Black Panther came out.
Didn't really. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's like, what are the stakes in this Black Panther movie, considering we know he wins?
True. Although it was a good movie.
Yeah, yeah. It was actually just nominated for Best Picture or Best Drama at the Golden Globes, which... All right, cool. Yeah. What else was there? Trailer looks cool. All new footage almost. There was like two shots in there that were reused from the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But besides her finding out her origin, we still don't know the plot of this movie.
Yeah.
Which I like.
Well, I mean, we do know it takes place in the 90s.
Yeah.
We do know that it might tie into the next Infinity War.
But that's not plot necessarily. We don't know what the drive of this movie is.
True.
So
we
don't know what the threat of the movie is, to be fair, besides the scrolls.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
But besides that, yeah, we already mentioned that George H. W. Bush passed away this week.
Uh-huh.
Can't really say I remember what he did in history. Desert Storm, I think.
Yeah. He had a famous quote that came back to really bite him in the ass, and it's the reason that he only got the one term.
What was it?
Read my lips, there will be no tax raises or spikes or something like that.
Oh, okay, and that's what bite him in the ass.
Because he, before the end of his term, he raised taxes. And
so he didn't keep up his promises. But that was a different time. I mean,
yeah.
With all the lies that the president, the current POTUS is spewing, but that's back when the presidency meant something.
It doesn't mean anything anymore. Right.
I was looking at a meme the other day, and there was this guy's like post a job that used to be very official, but is now modern day is a joke. Somebody said there was a like a machinist, somebody who makes machines. Yeah. I mean, it's not very big anymore. And then the next one under that was the president of the United States.
Yeah, for sure.
I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. What else do you want to talk about? I mean,
I went really quick.
Is there any other movies coming out here soon that we should see?
Yeah, so right now, I think I mentioned it briefly last week, but Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is still sitting at 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
So that's going to be a lot of
fun. Let me get an update on the number of reviews here.
Some people are saying that it's the best superhero movie of the year, which is a very tall order.
Yeah.
That's a huge order.
It's not showing up on the app.
Considering, didn't... because Avengers Infinity War made like $1.2 billion?
Yeah. It's the number three in the overall.
What sits at number one? Is it
Avatar.
Still Avatar?
And then Titanic.
I remember seeing Gone with the Winds up there as well.
That's without inflation.
Yeah. That movie was so boring,
in my opinion. I know, it's funny.
I remember when my grandparents were still alive, I was talking to my grandma about going to the movies, and she's like, you know the last movie that I saw in the theaters? And I was like, what was it, Grandma? She's like, Gone with the Wind. I was like, wow.
Yeah. So currently still sitting at 100%. Let me see the number of reviews it's at now. 69 reviews, still 100%.
So Sony's making money.
So
Sony's about to make a lot more money.
I'm wondering if it's possible that at the Oscars this year for Best Animated Film, will something finally beat a Pixar movie?
Ooh. What was the Pixar movie that came out?
Incredibles 2.
Incredibles 2 and then Wreck-It Ralph 2. Wreck-It Ralph 2 is not
Wreck-It Ralph's not Pixar.
It's not?
No. Nope.
I thought it was.
Uh-uh. It's Disney Animation Studios.
Oh, okay.
That's why they had that Brave reference where no one could understand her, and they were like, that's because she's from a different studio.
Wasn't a short animation before the movie. I was expecting a short animation.
To be fair, most Disney animations have that. The first Wreck-It Ralph had one of my all-time favorite shorts of Paperboy. Mm-hmm. The paper planes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was on before the first Wreck-It Ralph.
Okay.
So Disney animation usually has
something like that. I thought the one before Incredibles 2 was weird with the it was a dumpling that turned into a human.
Yeah, but I thought that was cute though.
I thought it was cute, but it was weird.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm just wondering if we are currently living in a world where Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse might take Best Animated Feature.
That might be fun.
Considering animated,
but it's still within the Disney wheelhouse. So I mean,
Disney doesn't own the Spider-Man movie. They have no input in it.
Oh, that's
this is
right.
Sony.
This is Sony.
Yeah.
So then that means that Disney will have to step its game up.
Oh, yeah. See, I'd be fine if Sony kept the animated Spider-Man rights.
Yeah.
Like, just keep making animated Spider-Man movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then give Marvel and Disney the live-action stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not surprised that this movie's tracking as well as it is. It's from Lord and Miller, who did... they're the duo that did 21 Jump Street.
Okay.
The Lego movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the two that were fired from Han Solo.
When does the Lego movie 2 come out?
February.
Okay. I'm going to see that. I can't wait to see that.
Oh, yeah. That's probably going to be mine and Marissa's Valentine's Day movie.
Aw.
We saw the first one on Valentine's Day. So.
Cute.
Yeah, it's, well, I mean, it's better than the alternative of some sappy romance.
Okay, to be fair, though, the original Deadpool came out at Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that was our Valentine's Day movie that year, too.
Good.
So is the first Kingsman.
Oh, I love the Kingsman movies. I can't wait for the third.
I know. You know, the next one's a prequel.
Is it?
The next one's a prequel. Taking place in World War I. starring Ralph Fiennes. Ralph Fiennes is going to be in it.
This is going to be great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So this is the like origin of the Kingsman.
This is the foundation of, yeah, of the Kingsman. Yeah. Oh, that'll be fun.
And then they'll do another one that brings back Eggsy and... Yeah. There's two movies currently greenlit.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I hope that with the this one, since it's a prequel, the next one following that is going to be... So we've had The American Statesman, we've had the Kingsman, we've had the Statesman. I want to see their other biggest colonial thing happen. I want to see the Indian version of the Kingsman.
I would like to see like the Japanese Kingsman and get like martial artists and...
Yeah, but they really never controlled Japan.
No.
That's why I think it would be a better historical theme.
Yeah.
Or maybe the Canadian. Although that'd be weird.
Yeah. Right?
That would be, because they're so pacifistic.
Yeah, yeah.
What else? I can't think of anything else to talk about, dude.
I know, right? I thought we had more, but nothing came out. You know what comes out tomorrow, though?
Oh, yeah, the new Smash.
Smash comes out tomorrow.
But I won't be picking it up until, like, after Christmas when I have some money. Christmas money, specifically to buy that.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an interesting game. Hopefully by the time that I pick it up, you're good enough to be able to beat me.
Right.
And I was talking to Parker the other day, and he's like, I haven't played a Smash game since Melee. I'm like, ooh,
yeah.
You are far behind.
Well, I think when I go home today, I'm just going to, you know, plug back in my Wii U and play Smash.
Mm-hmm.
Like all evening, mm-hmm, just to get ready for tomorrow.
I don't go into work today for a while, so I think I'm going to pop back on, play some Fallout 4. I just recently got Fallout 4. I think I talked about this on the last episode, but when I first played, I was kind of passive about it, but now I'm actually really getting into it.
Nice.
It's fun.
New poster for X-Men The Dark Phoenix.
Ooh. Which
is kind of awesome because they made it look like the comic book era.
Oh, that's cool.
That it is based on. The old Chris Claremont, Uncanny X-Men.
Ooh.
They made that look nice.
Is this supposed to take place in the 90s?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, we'll see Cersei blow shit up.
It's not Cersei. Sansa.
Sansa. Whatever. Speaking of which, when does that come back?
April. Game of Thrones is in April.
Okay. It's the last season. Hopefully it's fun. I'm really pulling at straws here, dude. I don't know what to talk about.
I know, this is weird. We never really have this trouble. Usually we can just make do.
And it's not because we're drinking bourbon barrel aged dragon's milk, which is good, by the way.
It
never
is good.
Had it before. Do you want me to just read the back of the label?
Real fast. Miles Morales got his own Jordans.
Oh, that's cool.
Right? Spider-Man Air Jordans? Fucking A.
Although I never understood why shoes that are made of, like, cheap materials cost so much. It's because the whole brand... It's that whole thing with branding. Like, Beats, they take, like, $14 to produce, but they sell for, like, $200, $300. You're paying for the brand name. Like, same thing with American Eagle. It probably costs pennies to make that shirt, yet you're paying at least $60 for a t-shirt.
Oh, this might interest you. Columbia, the clothing brand, just released an Empire Strikes Back jacket.
I saw that.
That's kind of awesome.
So is that supposed to be in the crew? Like,
Yeah, yeah. Crew jackets.
So like filming crew?
No, maybe. That's what I did. Yeah, yeah, they must be. They must be. Yeah, yeah, because they got the patch. Yeah, these are the filming crew's jackets.
From what they were back in the day.
Yeah.
That's what I thought when I first saw them. I was like, that's...
$500.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. Ouch.
You could buy you could buy so much with $500.
Yeah. Wesley Snipes is still pushing for a return as Blade. What's that look for?
Are they making another movie?
I mean, Marvel owns the rights again.
Oh, that's
Marvel
right.
owns Blade. It would be dumb if they don't.
You know
Tap
what I would
that.
Like to see? I would like to see the Spirits of Vengeance, like a TV shoot.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they had Ghost...
Oh, yeah, we didn't fucking talk about Daredevil.
Oh, yeah, Daredevil got canceled.
Yeah.
Because, I mean...
They're... Apparently blindsided Marvel. Marvel was not expecting that because they had already begun work in the writer's room for season four. Season four was already entirely mapped out with episodes being written.
So why did it get canceled? Because Netflix is just like, hey, we know you're going to make your own service, so we're going to say fuck it?
Probably. But at the same time, news broke that Daredevil was getting canceled. And then like 2 days later, it broke that Netflix is paying $100 million to keep Friends next year.
I mean, syndication is a good way to make money.
Yeah, but it's kind of just like, wait, you're spending that much when a season of a final, even if it's a final short season of Daredevil, would have cost a fraction of that?
Yeah.
Like maybe 10?
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on.
It's weird to debate things like that. I mean, the people from Friends have to make their money somehow, because I haven't seen them do anything recently except for What's-His-Face is on Top Gear.
Matt LeBlanc?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Haven't seen anybody else do anything. Well, I mean, Jennifer Aniston has done movies. Is that her name?
Yeah, yeah.
What else is there to talk about
I'm looking over here now. Have you seen the teasers for the CW DC crossover for this year?
Yeah, isn't there Batwoman?
Yes, Batwoman will be.
I saw her costume. She looks good.
But this teaser has me all sorts of happy. Elseworlds. Is it this one?
Oh, the new trailer for Aquaman looks okay.
Yeah, so
it's still going to be a garbage fire, but
this is an ad.
But yeah, it's going to be a garbage. Like, I mean, it ever since Justice League came out. I mean, I always. There's very few movies that they're going to do well with.
Yeah, so this is the teaser that aired at the end of all the CW shows this week. Made me super happy. Just the amount
Is that Booster Gold?
That was Stargirl.
Okay. Flash. A Flash.
Possibly. That's the 90s TV show Captain Cold.
Huh.
Not sure. Maybe Jesse Quick. The Ray. Can't really tell. Smallville's Green Arrow.
Huh. There's A Flash.
The 90s TV show Flash.
Huh.
100%.
Is that Bible Man?
A monitor.
Oh, wow. Is it played by the same guy?
Yeah. That's John Wesley Shipp's Flash from the 90s Flash TV show.
Huh. Is that Pandora's Box or something?
I'm not quite sure. But that's such a... They even used the music cue from that.
Huh.
Yeah.
So it's Smallville meets...
It's... Nothing apparently is off limits in this crossover event.
Oh, that's gonna be cool.
Yeah.
Huh.
I really hope... So Stephen Amell, who plays Green Arrow... Recently took a photo with Tom Welling and Michael Rosenbaum.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, can't wait to tell you the news. And I think that just has everybody excited that maybe, just maybe, that we'll see them at some point in this three-episode crossover.
Fun.
But it's amazing what they've been able to do on these TV shows that they can't do in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why aren't these guys that are in charge of the TV shows... Why aren't they in charge of the fucking movies? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Each year, they can make... Last year was a four-episode crossover.
Mm-hmm.
Crisis on Earth X. It was basically a four-episode miniseries. Each episode... Because it was in each of the shows that week. But it had its own opening titles. Completely, like, a unique thing. It was basically a two-hour-long movie. I was like... It came out the same week, or a week before Justice League. It's like, they should have shown this in theaters. Mm-hmm. This should have been in theaters, not that. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Like, they're able to pull off these just out there concepts.
Well, because
and make them work.
I think that there's a difference between making a TV movie and making a, like, a TV show and a movie. A movie is, we want to make as much money as possible. Most of our budget's going to special effects.
Yeah.
In TV shows, is like, most of our money's going towards practical effects.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And, I mean, they don't expect to make a lot of money off of them. They just want to entertain.
Yeah.
There's a difference between making something that you can sit down and watch for 2 hours and walk out with a happy feeling, and something that you just binge.
Yeah.
So something like, something that's not just background noise. Like, for some people, like, watching, like, look at this. Look at, oh, shit, what was that movie called? Aliens Blew Up the Washington.
Oh, yeah. Independence Day?
Independence Day. Horrible movie.
I love the first one.
Horrible movie, but it's entertaining as hell.
Heart, yeah.
It's entertaining as hell, but it's just a shit story. It's the loopholes, the logical fallacy jumps. The only thing that's redeeming, in my opinion, is Jeff Goldblum.
And Will Smith. Will Smith was at the height of his game.
He was at his height of his game then. I don't want him to be Genie.
I don't want him to be Genie either.
Did we talk
about that last week?
I don't think we did.
Did we talk about the Lion King trailer last week?
I don't think we did.
Okay.
Well, I mean, here's something funny about the Lion King. So it's a live reimagining of the Lion King, even though it's all CGI animated.
Yeah.
So it's a live action retell. It's like, no, it's an animated movie.
I feel like we did talk about this.
I think we did.
Here's another trailer for Elseworlds, which luckily they do have a Superman that they can use. Like, Superman's in this crossover because he's on Supergirl.
Yeah.
So it's nice that there's going to be a Superman involved. This is the first one of their crossovers that's actually used their Superman. So that's nice.
What the hell?
They got Freaky Friday'd.
Is that...
Like, we're getting a black suit Superman.
Huh.
Which we know they shot for Justice League and cut it all. But they're giving us what we wanted.
Huh. That's such a weird, like, so they're Freaky Friday, like, yeah. Arrow is Flash.
Yeah.
Flash is Arrow.
Yeah. Which is fun.
I think
it's
funny.
A fun switch.
What's the monitor? I don't understand what the monitor is.
So the monitors, they are the bookkeepers of the DC universe.
So they're like the watch people from Marvel?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so are those the people that like guard the wall of knowledge?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Those are the monitors.
Okay.
And one probably goes rogue, probably becomes the anti-monitor that caused the first crisis on Infinite Earths. Mm-hmm. That might be my guess on who that one specifically is. Mm-hmm. But they have his look down pat. Like, he looks like the monitors. Hmm. It's nice.
But in... Correct me if I'm wrong. In Marvel, the watch, whatever they're called...
They just watch.
They really don't interfere.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Every so often.
Yeah. Until the original Sin or something or another.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's all kinds of stuff on this. Is that just... Oh, yeah, okay, here. Oh, that's loud. That's the first time Batman's been mentioned by name.
Is that the Joker?
I don't know.
There's Batgirl.
Batwoman.
Oh, boy.
So,
copyrighted music.
Yeah.
Deadpool comes out next month. Or comes up
this month, yeah.
So that'll be fun.
I mean, we've seen it, but not like this.
It'll be weird.
Yeah, it's PG 13. It's told in the fashion of...
Here's how I think they're going to get away with the PG-13 rating is they're going to make a lot of innuendos.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But they're not going to outright curse.
That's my guess. That is my guess.
Oh, it's snowing outside, dude.
When weather outside. It's been snowing all day.
Has it? Yeah. Well, I mean, I haven't been outside except this morning.
Yeah.
To go grocery shopping.
It's been snowing all day. apparently, there's a Kingdom Hearts 3 experience coming to Walt Disney World.
So you get to just beat each other with key swords?
I hope.
You know, I remember, I'm not sure if this was a dream or if this was something that I experienced as a kid, but I think I went to Universal Studios when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And there was this thing called the Wild Thornberry Experience.
Okay.
Where it was pretty much like a jungle gym, but they had ball shooters, and I would just be pelting other kids with it. I remember this. I'm not sure if this was a dream or if this was real, but I think I had a lot of fun doing that.
Huh.
I don't know how that tied in at all. Oh, yeah, with beating kids. Kids beating each other with keyblades. I think that'd be fun.
There's a book that came out that you might want to go pick up from the comic book store. I haven't gotten it yet. I believe it just came out this week. Let me check, make sure the date.
What's the name?
It's, give me 1 second. I want to check, make sure I get the date right. Yeah, came out on the 5th. It's Power Rangers Soul of the Dragon. It's a one-shot about Tommy Oliver.
Hmm.
About his life post Power Rangers. Like, here's some artwork for it. It has him with a beard and his morphers broke. It's basically him trying to be a hero without having his morpher.
Ooh. So this is like after the Mighty Morphin.
Yeah. Think of it as he's done, like Mighty Morphin's done. Well, when he gave up in Turbo.
Okay, so
that's my guess. It's just him, like, time has passed. Like, that, it's moved in real time. Like, it's Tommy Oliver now.
Huh.
Yeah, I think it's a neat concept. And it's just him struggling to be a hero and him finding that power within himself to still be that hero.
That'll be fun. That's an interesting concept. So it's like, I think they're going to mention like who the current Power Rangers would be.
Maybe.
Maybe he's just like, yeah, I see them on the TV all the time. Power Rangers, what would they be? Probably either Dino Charge or Ninja Steel.
Let's see.
Does it talk about that?
Looks like it's set after SPD.
SPD, okay. So who came next? It was SPD, Jungle Fury? No.
I don't remember.
SPD was, it was Dino Charge. No, not Dino Charge, Dino Thunder. So that would have been when he would have gotten reintroduced.
Yeah, so maybe it's... Maybe it leads into that.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
So he got reintroduced as the Black Ranger there.
But, I mean, you do see him as the Green Ranger at moments in the book. So.
That'll be an interesting. How much?
How much is this thing? It doesn't list a price. But I think it's like a premium, like, hardcover, like, one-shot thing. Let me see.
Because if I remember correctly, Dino Thunder was 10 years after Mighty Morphin, or maybe a little bit more. Then he got reintroduced. So that was his reintroduction back into it. Then he made in a cameo. Then his
$20.
His next cameo came in Megaforce. So Super Megaforce. And then he recently just made one for the 25th anniversary.
So the cover actually shows him in his Dino Charge.
So it's about him joining Dino Charge.
That's the cover of it.
Huh. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
So maybe it's post-Dino Charge.
Maybe.
Oh, dude, wait, hold the phone. Can I see that again?
Well, like I said, it's him in, like, real time, so...
So they've got a halo around his head. Kind of like the depictions of Jesus Christ in a lot of medieval artwork.
It's also in the silhouette of the dragon.
Oh, Dragonzord. I see.
So,
I was gonna say, putting a halo behind his head like that, like all the masters of medieval art did.
Yeah.
That's a little bold, if you don't mind me saying. Although, I've already talked about wanting to make a story where the only thing that remains of civilization is recordings of Power Rangers and trying to form a religion off of that. But
they killed Tommy off in a Shattered Grid.
That's right, they did.
Yeah.
So maybe this is post Dino Charge?
Must be.
How old is
Jason David Frank?
Yeah. He's got to be in his like early to mid 40s now, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. He was born in 73. Still a badass though.
Oh yeah.
How do you recommend going back to our archives and listening to our sit down with Jason David Frank? That dude still 100% loves Power Rangers.
Of course. I mean, every time I watch it, I would love to be a Power Ranger. Even if I was a supporting cast member, like the guy who trains the Power Rangers, the fact of the matter is that I was in Power Rangers. I don't know if I could leave the set without it. I don't know if I would be able to be filmed below the waist. I would just have a rocking erection the entire time.
Oh, it's funny. Yesterday, I sent Kurt a thing showing that Amy Jo Johnson was going to be at C2E2.
And we were both talking about how she was our childhood crush.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
She's still a good-looking lady.
She is. She is indeed. Kurt just asked, how many times do you think she gets proposed to? Probably a lot.
She probably gets proposed to a lot. I feel like that's true with any, like, person who's got a lot of geek fandom behind them. Like, I bet you back in the day, Shatner and... Uhura got proposed to a lot.
Oh, yeah. So I sent it to my buddy, David, who started the podcast with me. I sent it to him. I weirdly got excited, too, but I don't think I'd actually get anything signed. He's like, I just go talk to her.
True.
Adorable. Yeah, same.
You know what? I remember when I was in high school, we were in health class, and there was a movie that she starred in. She was the main actress for.
On the Disney Channel?
No.
No.
This was a movie about fighting anorexia, and she was a gymnast.
Okay.
And, I mean, it was around the same time, it was right after she filmed Power Rangers. So, I mean, she's still in really good shape, and it was all about fighting anorexia, how she had to shed pounds, and she's like, I can't do this anymore, I have to be happy with who I am. It was a really heart-wrenching story. The movie was really heart-wrenching, but in the back of my... I'm in the back of the health class, and this is when I'm still like a... angsty teenager, so in the back of my head is like, dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. Perfect body.
That's it. Perfect body. Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, it was a movie about anorexia and how she overcame it, but still, just I was hoping for the entire movie, because I thought the movie was bullshit. It was boring. It was inspirational. It was good for people to watch.
Oh, yeah. It's super inspirational to us.
Well, super inspirational to the women in my class.
Okay, gotcha.
But in the back of my mind, it's like, just fucking morph. Make it more entertaining.
Yeah, right?
Pterodactyl! Watch me hit this sweet triple flip and then turn into a Power Ranger.
Yeah. I did like how she had a cameo in the Power Rangers movie from last year.
Well, I mean, yeah. Him and the original... Oh, what's his name?
Jason David Frank.
Yeah. They both made an appearance. And I think they looked like they were a married couple.
Yeah, yeah. Which is nice. Of course.
Did they ever date in real life?
Probably. This might upset you. It might upset you.
Go ahead. Bring it.
I always pictured him with Catherine.
Which was?
The second Pink Ranger. The blonde.
Didn't she go on to be the pink Zio?
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah?
Nah.
Huh.
She was Australian accent.
Yeah.
Nope.
No?
Couldn't see it.
But even in Turbo, it's established that her and Jason are a thing.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's all right if her and the Red Ranger are a thing and not her and Tommy?
No, wait. The original Pink Ranger was with Jason.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's not
like, right. That's canon.
Okay.
That's canon.
But that was also...
It's in the in Turbo. Because she came back, they both came back for the Turbo movie.
They did, that's right. She got kidnapped.
They both did, because neither of them were Rangers at the time.
Wouldn't the Red Ranger be still the Gold Ranger from Zeo? That's right. They gave away the gold power back to Triad or whatever his name was, who was the original Gold Ranger.
Yeah.
Power Ranger lore. Yeah. I can make a trivia. Let me make a trivia.
I have to get them approved. And I don't know if I could get that approved. I mean, it would be you and Jake and me. That might be it.
If you let me write it, I'll also market it.
Yeah, right?
I can guarantee you I'll get my friends there begrudgingly.
The Power Morphicon is every year. I mean, they hold their own Power Rangers, 4-day Power Rangers convention every year. I think it changes every year. I'm not sure.
That sounds like something I'd be interested in going to.
Maybe Anaheim?
Where's that?
California.
That would make sense, because most things take place in California.
So, I don't know if you saw, but the PlayStation Classic came out this week. And apparently it's awful.
Is it glitchy?
I think people are just disappointed.
Well, I mean, anybody who's trying to relive their nostalgia is going to be disappointed.
Yeah, and apparently the ROM is easily hackable, so you'll be able to actually add your own emulators.
Huh.
So that could be a saving grace to it. Apparently in the code, there's a ton of classics that were cut out, like Crash Bandicoot and Spyro.
Well, that's because they got the remastered and they want to release that at full value.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand the obsession with Spyro. I remember playing it as a kid and I was having fun. Kind of like I remember playing the original Jak and Daxter.
Yeah.
Those games were very time waster. They weren't challenging. And now that they got remastered, well, that...
I would love a Jak and Daxter remastered.
That would be fun. I remember Jak and Daxter 2 and 3 being actually challenging.
Yeah. Oh, fun. Yeah. Same with Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah.
They weren't just your... They were platformers, but they also had a sense of... like third-person shooter and other things about them. Mm-hmm. I did see that Crash Team Racing might be getting remade.
Hmm.
That could be all right.
Wasn't that just an answer to Mario Kart?
Yeah. Yeah. It was like the PlayStation answer to Mario Kart. Same with...
Do you remember the PlayStation...
Brawler?
For Smash?
Yeah.
That game's horrible.
I liked it. I had it. I have it on the PS3.
I played it on the PSP. I thought it was horrible.
I mean, it fails in comparison to Smash. But they tried. Gotta give them that.
They did try.
But at the same time, they were also missing those iconic characters of Crash Bandicoot, Spyro the Dragon. I don't even think... Maybe Jak and Daxter were on it, but I don't remember them being there.
And they were, like, some of them were obscure.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, they're the people from Infamous, which was a great game.
Yeah.
Infamous was fun.
Nathan Drake was there. Big Daddy was there.
I don't understand how they got the rights to Big Daddy, because Big Daddy was released as a multi-platform.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Because I remember playing. It's like, oh, cool, Big Daddy's on here. It's like, but how did they get the rights to this?
I'm glad they had Parappa. Parappa the Rappa.
Yeah.
That's a PS1 classic.
Yeah.
Man, those were the only... They had this little fat pink thing.
Kirby's like, answer.
Yeah, like Princess Cupcake or some shit like that.
They had Sir Skellington.
Yeah, did they?
I think they did.
That's getting remade. That remake's coming out next year. I loved Medieval. What was the name of that? PlayStation All-Stars? PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. Let's see. What was the lineup of this damn thing?
What's the rating on it right now? You know a game that I want to see have a sequel to, but we'll never get a sequel to?
8 out of 10.
Yeah, that's not bad. One of my favorite games of all time, I'm not sure if you've ever played this game. You like metal, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever played...
Jack Black's game? No, yeah, I haven't.
That game is outstanding. It still has a 9 out of 10 on most game platforms.
All right, so it had Big Daddy, Cole McGrath, Colonel Raddick from Killzone, Dante from Devil May Cry... Not even the cool one. It was DMC's. Fat Princess. Hikachi from Tekken. Isaac Clarke from Dead Space. Jak and Daxter were in it. Cat and Dusty from Gravity Rush, Kratos, Nathan Drake, Parappa, Raiden from Metal Gear. I don't remember him being on there. Maybe some of these were DLC. Ratchet and Clank, Sackboy, Sir Daniel Fortescue, which is from Medieval, Sly Cooper, Spike, Sweet Tooth, and Zeus from God of War.
These
may have been DLC.
I think most of them were at DLC. I will say this. The number one of my favorite games of all time, I have it for Xbox 360 if you want to borrow it.
I don't have an Xbox.
Brutal Legends is a great game.
And you can get it super cheap. I can go to Disc Replay and get it.
Oh, dude, that's such a good game. I've played that game at least 5 times.
Wait, do they have a sequel to this damn thing?
To Battle Royale All-Stars?
Yeah.
Weird. So, is there anything...
may have.
Anything else you want to talk about, man?
I don't think so. We're good on time. Apparently, there's a big push for them to do a sequel, but nothing confirmed.
Well, everybody stay warm. It's nice and snowy outside. I'm really enjoying the view from what I can see in my patio. I'm Kurt Steiner.
David West.
Have a good week, guys.
Yep. Follow us on Twitter at Kind of Epic Show, KOES. Oh, sorry, I mixed up mine and the regular. Follow us on Twitter at Kind of Epic Show. Follow me on Twitter at @DavidWest_KOES. And hopefully next week we have a couple more trailers to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Fingers crossed. Because December is the time to release your trailers. Disney has some big releases with Mary Poppins. That movie's going to fucking make money.
Of course it's going to make money, because it's a kids' movie. You take your kids there to make them shut up for 2 hours.
So Avengers is going to be on that, for sure. No doubt about it. Spider-Man will probably have Spider-Man.
I'm curious to see how Mortal Engines tanks, or if it does tank.
I want to, real fast before we get out of here, I'm going to see if it has any reviews so far.
That movie looks bad. That movie looks like it's going to be visually stunning, but...
It's at 42%.
Color me unsurprised.
So some people like it. Some people like it. My father-in-law seeing a pre-screening of Bumblebee this weekend.
Oh,
so
fun.
Yeah. We'll see how he likes that.
See you later, guys.
All right, later, guys.